Off to a frosty start in many spots early on. Bright sun developing. High temperatures at or slightly above 60 here today. 45 tonight, back in the 70s. Bright sun tomorrow, topping 80 Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and of course very mild this weekend. From the WeatherEye Center, powered by WeatherOlogy.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 29 degrees.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Kansas transportation officials say more than 300 people have died in traffic accidents so far this year. That's a 16% increase over the same period in 2015. Kansas Department of Transportation Traffic Safety Manager Chris Bortz says there was a 25% increase in traffic fatalities last year, with nearly 360 deaths. Bortz says the increase is a national phenomenon that distracted driving is likely the cause of. The Topeka Capital Journal reports 50% of traffic fatalities in Kansas involve people who were not wearing a seatbelt. About a third involve people driving while distracted. Another third involve people driving while drunk or otherwise impaired. Interim Transportation Secretary Richard Carlson says that even looking down at one's cell phone for what seems like a short amount of time can be dangerous. Mid-America Network News.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear, and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Napa know-how.
If it seems like the last time you changed your antifreeze was when cassette tapes were all the rage, it's time to pick up a gallon of Prestone antifreeze at Napa for only $12.99. It's the best way to protect your engine from the harsh elements. And unlike cassettes, paying $12.99 for a gallon of Prestone antifreeze never gets old. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 11/13/16.
State Attorney General Derek Schmidt is celebrating Gang Awareness Week in Kansas, updating and expanding educational resources, helping parents and educators to prevent youth from joining gangs. The Gang Free Kansas partners have updated and distributed toolkits for school administrators, teachers, parents, and students, providing information, discussion topics, warning signs, and other resources to help prevent gang involvement. And the Kansas Water Authority is set to meet next Wednesday at Lake Conference Center in Milford, Kansas. You can get more information on the meeting by going online to kwo.org or by calling 888-CAN-WATER. That's 888-526-9283. And holiday mailing and shipping deadlines are out from the USPS for delivery by Christmas. December 15th is the deadline for retail ground packages. First class mail needs to be shipped by December 20th. Priority mail December 21st. Priority mail express December 23rd. Mid-America Network News.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska's prison system is struggling to deliver mental health services to inmates who need it due to the staffing shortages. Corrections officials say that a legislative committee yesterday said they're still trying to fill the nursing, psychology, and psychiatric positions and face the same turnover problems that have plagued other parts of the department. While a host of prominent Republicans in Congress have jumped off the Donald Trump train, some are climbing back aboard after taking heat from Trump loyalists. At least four lawmakers who just days ago said that Trump should step aside have rushed to clarify that they are in fact going to vote for him despite his remarks about groping women from 11 years ago. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The holidays are around the corner, and so is your best chance at saving on a new door to welcome your guests. The Home Depot has 15% off select special order exterior and interior doors, including front doors, closet doors, storm doors, and even barn doors. You get style, quality, and savings. This is how you enter the holidays, with 15% off select special order doors, only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 19th. See store for details.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nebraska Farm Bureau recently raised objection to a Southeast Community College proposal facing Southeast Nebraska voters to fund a $369 million bond issue to address updates and renovations at SCC campuses, including Beatrice. At a recent public information meeting, a representative with Nebraska Farm Bureau expressed concern with increasing property taxes, especially in light of the current farm economy. The Union Pacific Challenger locomotive steam engine 844 will stop briefly in Marysville this Saturday, October 15th, from 9:30 to 10 a.m., en route from Cheyenne, Wyoming to Tennessee. An overnight stop this Friday is planned at Fairbury, and the Challenger will stop overnight in Marysville on the return trip home Saturday, October 29th, departing again that Sunday. Again, the Challenger steam locomotive will stop briefly in Marysville this Saturday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. $5,000 damage was reported to a Beatrice home Sunday evening about 6:30 at 4th and Perkins. A pilot light ignited vapors from materials being used on a home repair project. Hanover Fire Department last Tuesday responded to a brush fire at K-234 and All-American Roads. The Washington County Health Department will host their 19th annual Fall Health Fair this Saturday, featuring lab work only, 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the Washington Elementary Gym. A blood profile includes over 40 tests for $35, vitamin D level available for $25, and a men's PSA test available for $20. For information, contact the Washington County Health Department. The Fall Health Fair features lab work only this Saturday, 7 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at the Washington Elementary Gymnasium. Highway work on U.S. 77 in southeast Nebraska, southbound from N-33 to Princeton, may cause minor traffic delays for the next couple of weeks. Work is being done on the concrete pavement on U.S. 77 south of Lincoln. Breadbasket commodity distribution, which was scheduled this Friday in Marysville, has been postponed until Friday, October 21st. Again, the distribution will be delayed until Friday, October 21st. For details, contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging. Anita K. Bott, age 70, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at Washington Christian Church. Private burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Anita Bont. Mike Zinger, age 64, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Friday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Mike Zinger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, a roll, baked corn, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, fish sandwich, bun, pasta salad, green beans, mixed fruit, and a no-bake cookie. Check of a school and community calendar today. Main Street Soup Day, 11 to 7, American Legion in Marysville. North Central Kansas League cross country at Concordia this afternoon. High school volleyball team will host Falls City. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Showers continue marching east toward the Appalachians here today from Ottawa, Toronto, across upstate New York, down the Appalachians, eastern Corn Belt, all the way down toward Dallas in the southeastern United States. Possibility for some locally strong storms today across the deep south. It's a minimal risk. Out west, pretty wet in the northwest Pacific. A big storm crashing inland across the California coast, sections of Oregon, Washington State. Widespread heavy rain, very windy, too. Wind gusts over 75 miles per hour. High wind watches, warnings, advisories as far inland as Montana, Wyoming, and across the northwest Pacific. Even off to a frosty start in many spots early on. Bright sun developing, high temperatures at or slightly above 60 here today. 45 tonight, back in the 70s. Bright sun tomorrow, topping 80 Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and of course very mild this weekend. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 29 degrees.
Average high temperature, mid-October 70, record high on this date 93 in 1899. The average low 46, the record low is 27 in 1909. Sunset this evening 6:46, sunrise in the morning at 7:31. A chilly 30 degrees in our first frost of a season with a light southeast wind, barometer at 30.33 inches. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 13th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Baseball was dark last night, but it's Game 5 of the Division Series between the Dodgers and Nationals tonight. And the NHL season got underway, and the future looks bright, especially in Toronto. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. The National Hockey League season opened up, and talk about setting expectations ridiculously high. Maple Leafs future star Austin Matthews did this in his first game in the league last night.
Here's Matthews with Nylander. 2-on-1. Back to Matthews. He scores! Austin Matthews! 4 goals! Do you believe this?
On TSN 1050, it's the highest scoring debut in modern NHL history. 4 goals for the first overall pick of the June draft, and his parents were in attendance.
It's a pretty special moment, not only for myself, but for them as well. They've been a huge part in, you know, getting me to this point, so it was only right for them to be there for the first one.
Ottawa spoiled the historic day for Toronto with a 5-4 victory in overtime. More from the NHL's opening night that had the Blackhawks singing the blues.
Donna Tarasenko skates in, and he shoots. Wow! He scores! Stastny!
On KMOX, St. Louis 5, Chicago 2, Vladimir Tarasenko had 2 goals and an assist. The Sharks beat the Kings 2-1. Los Angeles goalie Jonathan Quick left with an injury. Connor McDavid scored twice, lifting Edmonton over Calgary 7-4. To the NFL, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton and Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer practiced Wednesday after missing a game each with a concussion. Palmer will start against the Jets. Newton still a question mark against the Saints. Jets receiver Eric Decker done for the season. He'll undergo surgery to repair a torn rotator cuff. Here's Jets coach Todd Bowles.
Anytime you lose one of your star players, you're going to have an impact, and it's going to be an adjustment period for everybody else, and we can get everybody else involved and find out what exactly they can do Sunday to make up for his loss, but everybody's got to chip in.
The Cardinals host the Jets Monday night in Glendale, Arizona. The last of the division series will conclude tonight when the Nationals host the Dodgers in D.C. The series is tied at 2. Max Scherzer is on the bump for Washington. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
High school football Friday, Marysville entertains Beloit. Live broadcast on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Jacksonites, our Friday feature game on KNDY FM, 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, kndyradio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Agriculture Department's October crop report adjusts record corn production slightly lower, but added to record production of total soybeans. Rod Bain explains.
Corn growers awaiting USDA's October reports learn production estimates are down slightly from the previous month. And although record production and yield are still forecasted with this year's crop, the Agriculture Department's outlook shows lower month-to-month production, combined with increased export prospects and reduced ending stocks, raised the season-ending average price for corn by a nickel, now at $3.25 a bushel. Soybean production estimates, meanwhile, increased 2% from the previous month, adding to already projected record production totals for the U.S. crop. Prices, however, remain unchanged for soybeans from September. Other news from the October crop production reports, USDA has all cotton production forecasts lowered less than 1% from the previous month. The U.S. orange crop is looking at a 12% decline in production compared to last year, with Florida's orange production expected to drop 14% from the previous season. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
Find the full report plus Kansas and Nebraska numbers at agview.net. Northeast Brazil poultry producers will not be buying any U.S. corn in the short term as they have most of what they need booked. This in spite of a government's decision to allow some genetically modified corn shipments from the U.S. into the country. Many producers already have deals in place to ship corn from Argentina, even though freight costs to ship corn from the U.S. Gulf Coast are less than bringing it in from Argentina. Brazil officials have not yet ruled out shipments coming from the U.S. Some of the trade talks is Argentina can only supply Brazil with corn through February of 2017. 15 total shipments booked to come in from Brazil, but officials say another 12 may be needed. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Update Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Fall harvest 2016 in full swing in most parts of the country. And as we pointed out to you yesterday during our harvest update, some corn yields in Nebraska may not be as large as had been anticipated at first. However, on the other side of that same coin, yields in the central Midwest are coming in even larger than many expected. And many farmers have been caught underpriced. According to one co-op manager, Roger Hugenberg is general manager for Ursa Farmers Co-op in West Central Illinois and Northeast Missouri. He says one of the reasons farmers are being caught underpriced is the month of June.
We had a month of June that we never received a rain. And folks were thinking that, here we go, we've got problems, we've got crop insurance claims, and the market was giving them some opportunity, but yet, you know, do they take it? Did they take it? And they didn't. And next thing you know, we've come off with a big corn crop here and a big bean crop, and now the prices reflect that.
Hugenberg says in his part of the world, a harvest may not reach 2014 records, but very close.
We've got areas that are really close to 2014 crops. We'll probably have I think we had a tremendous bean crop in Illinois last year. We've probably got a similar bean crop this year. The bean crop in Missouri, though, is considerably bigger than it's been in the last couple of years. It's a big bean crop. The corn crop, it's just dependent upon if it was on good dirt, planted timely that's on there, it's a good crop. It's a tremendous crop.
He says that progress in his area's corn crop has reached about 50% this week, but he says that many farmers will be taking advantage of some very decent weather over the next several days to get their beans harvested before coming back and finishing up on the corn harvest. Ag News, harvest updates from Mid-America Ag Network.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength military-grade aluminum. Cab configurations. And now, F-150s earn the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government five-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. The number of dairy farms continues to dwindle. Another 3% went out of business in 2015. Yet, the amount of milk being produced is higher. More about that after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. It's been a delight over the years for me to be on the air for Wink Products Company, a real Midwest success story. Wink is a family-owned corporation in rural Eldora, Iowa that has manufactured specialty cleaning products for 69 years. And today, Wink is a nationally recognized brand because Wink products work. Wink manufactures professional strength household cleaners and drain openers. Learn about all of the Wink products at wink.com. That's W-H-I-N-K.com.
The latest numbers from Hord's Dairyman magazine show that in 2015, close to 80% of the milk produced in the United States was handled by the top 50 co-ops. In all, these co-ops accounted for 165 of the 208 billion pounds of milk produced last year in the United States. While production grew by about 2.1 billion pounds among the top 50 co-ops, we continue to see a drop in farms. In 2015, 33,550 farms shipped milk to the top 50 co-ops. That's down about 3.1% compared to 2014's total. This trend closely mirrors the rest of the dairy industry. Overall, 2.9% of dairy farms exited the business in 2015, but production was still about 1.3% higher nationally and among the top 50 co-ops. The number one co-op, Dairy Farmers of America, grew production by 900 million pounds, while Land O'Lakes, number three, added 86 member farms. The number six co-op, Dairy Business Milk Marketing, and number seven, Select Milk Producers, switched spots, while all other co-ops in the top 10 remained the same. Overall, the top 10 co-ops represented 60%, or 125 billion pounds, of the nation's milk. The top 10 are, as I mentioned, number one, Dairy Farmers of America, based in Kansas City. Number two, California Dairies, based in Visalia, California. Land O'Lakes in St. Paul is number three. Farm First Dairy Cooperative in Madison is number four. Number five is Northwest Dairy Association in Seattle. Number six, Dairy Business Milk Marketing in Green Bay. Number seven, Select Milk Producers of Artesia, New Mexico. Number eight, Foremost Farms in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Number 9, Associated Milk Producers in New Ulm, Minnesota, and the 10th largest co-op in 2015, Michigan Milk Producers Association. Tillamook County Creamery Association of Oregon made the largest leap, up 10 spots from number 32 to 22. Not only did it add 79 member farms, but it also expanded production by 54 million pounds. Westby Co-op Creamery of Westby, Wisconsin, the home of Orion Samuelson, made its first ever appearance on the list. More than 171 million pounds of milk flowed through Westby's doors, allowing it to secure the number 48 spot and join the top 50 rankings. You can see the whole list at hordesdairyman.com. Back after this.
Grand opening of Impulse Archery is this Saturday and Sunday, featuring a 3D range, targets, and full-service shop with bows and accessories for the target or hunting archer. This weekend, take advantage of half-price range fees and a 10% discount on accessories with any bow purchase. Bring the family, bring your friends, meet Josh Butler, and welcome Impulse Archery. Free sandwiches and drinks both days this Saturday 10 to 7 and Sunday 1 to 5. 3 miles west of Marysville on US 36, just east of John Deere. Go online at ImpulseArchery.com and find them on Facebook.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 30 degrees, first frost of a season overnight. Winds are light. Skies are clear. Middle 50s today, a cooler day in store, then a warm-up into the weekend. Looks good Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 500 to 600 head of cattle for the sale today, including Holstein Special, with 5 Holstein babies, 7 Holstein steers 6 to 7 weeks old, 15 Holstein steers weighing 2 to 3, 5 weighing at 3 to 4, 16 at 450 to 5, 13 Holstein steers 5 to 5 and a half, 4 at 5 to 6, 9 weighing 5 to 7, and 10 weighing 6 to 7. 8 white-faced steers 450 to 8, 18 black steers nevers 5 to 550, 27 black steers nevers 550 to 650, 50 black steers nevers 550 to 7, 7 black steers 6 to 650, 26 mixed steers nevers 6 to 7, 70 mixed steers 6 to 9, 15 black steers nevers 650 to 8, 17 mixed heifers 7 to 750, 10 black steers nevers 8 to 850, and 59 black steers weigh 9 to 9 and a quarter. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Remaining 2016 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville gotta go, including a 1500 model four-wheel drive crew cab, a Z71 edition, 2500 four-wheel drive regular cab, and a bulky Silverado 3500 four-wheel drive crew cab dually. It's ready.